The latest out of Israel shows that Benjamin Netanyahu is fighting for his political life. No clear winner in yesterday's election redo, if you will. Elections were held 5 months ago. Netanyahu came out slightly ahead, tried to build a coalition government, failed after 6 weeks. New elections were slated, and we're in pretty much the same place. No clear winner. Nobody has won. Nobody has conceded between the Likud party and the blue and white party. So we'll see where that comes out. Could mean it's time for a coalition building. The president of the country will be in charge of trying to build a coalition. We'll find out then if Benjamin Netanyahu remains as prime minister after 10 years. And so we'll have a good look at that. The latest polling from NBC News, Wall Street Journal on the Democratic race for president. Joe Biden staying steady, 31% up top. Elizabeth Warren now at 25%, moving into second place, and Bernie Sanders at 14%. But Bernie Sanders remains solidly in first place in California. That comes earlier this year, does California. So it's a critical state for Bernie Sanders. It's huge, of course, and would give him a huge push towards the nomination. And so even if Bernie Sanders is trailing in some places, he's not trailing there. He's leading in New Hampshire, the second stop. And in California, Bernie Sanders is in this for the long run. I can guarantee you that. But Joe Biden maintains his position at number one. Now, yesterday, if you missed this, yesterday, the Trump campaign put out a brand new video for the campaign targeting Joe Biden and all of his gaffes and all of his misstatements. And everyone that talks about him in the media, in his own party, and others saying, yeah, I don't think he's up for the job. I just don't see that Joe Biden is the man for the job, right? I want you to hear part of this video. It's bite number two. We'll take a good bit of it here because it's kind of fun. It is kind of fun listening to Joe Biden. And then we'll have a new Bidenism for you before the day's over as well. So let's go to bite number two. It's a Trump campaign video about Joe Biden from the Democrats and the mainstream media. Bite two.
President Obama reportedly told Joe Biden directly, quote, you don't have to do this, Joe. You really don't.
That is not a joke. That is a natural fact.
I think Biden looked unsteady at many points.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night, the phone.
He's not the most polished speaker anymore.
The president my friend Vermont thinks that.
Watching his long, winding answers that don't really make sense in recent debates has also raised the question as to whether that has gotten worse and whether he is up for this.
The fact is that the bills that the future president here.
There's a lot of people who are concerned about Joe Biden's ability to carry the ball all the way across the end line without fumbling.
Go to Joe 30330.
He looked kind of unsteady and almost deer in the headlights.
So what are we doing? What's going on right now?
He's not that good at this. I mean, he's clearly not that strong a candidate. Thinking on his feet.
All right.
My
enough.
Time's up. I'm sorry.
Enough.
I think there are some concerns, and they've been expressed.
Enough.
We
could sit here and do this all day. We could. He's not that good at this. You noticed. You picked up on that. He's not particularly good at this. He fumbles. We do have a brand new Bidenism that we'll have for you before this program is over from just yesterday. The Bidenism, the Joe train. There goes Joe again. Oh, Joe. Oh, no, Joe. I mean, it's just his campaign staff has got to be mortified every time he steps in front of a camera and a microphone. You never know what he's going to say. You never know what he's going to stumble over or what he's going to forget. And yes, this does have implications as it plays out. Meanwhile, by the way, Elizabeth Warren brought in more than 20,000 people to an event in New York. An event in New York City bringing in more than 20,000 people did Elizabeth Warren. So when it comes to crowd size, the Democrats now say, look, we can get big crowds too for Elizabeth Warren, who, as I just mentioned, is in second place in the latest NBC News, Wall Street Journal, that is. And with Warren in second place, what does that mean? Does it mean she's going to overtake Joe Biden? I don't think so. You know, here's the thing. There are a lot of people that stay with Joe Biden because they believe that he is steady and he is the moderate voice they're looking for. A lot of these Democrats, let's be honest, Elizabeth Warren included, included, she is a radical leftist calling for Medicare for all, for which she can't explain, won't explain the fact that, yes, the middle class will get drilled with a huge tax increase. The amount of money in your pocket will go down under Medicare. There's no other way to make that happen. You add 30 or 40 million people to the pile, to the pool, and guess what? Prices are going to go up. The price of insurance is going to go up. And if you insure everybody, those that make bad choices, those that make good choices, no differential between any of them, yes, it's going to cost you a lot of money. But Elizabeth Warren can't bring herself to say it. We'll get to that. And I also just saw Jimmy Carter, the former president, saying that he could not have handled the office of the president of the United States if he were 80 years old. Now, Jimmy Carter's 95, well-spoken still, travels. I'm not a Jimmy Carter fan. I lived through the 1970s. It was a dismal time in America. Interest rates were off the chart. Home mortgage rates were close to 20%. Buildings were torn down. Businesses were shut down. It was not a great time in America, to say the least. But when he says, I could not have handled the job at 80, it seems to me he's taking a shot at Joe Biden. And then he admits, and we'll get to this probably later today as well. Then he admits he voted for Bernie Sanders in 2016, did Jimmy Carter. And so you come to the realization, well, then apparently Jimmy Carter was always a socialist, just like we thought. Because no thinking person that has an understanding of history or is not politically illiterate would vote for Bernie Sanders. You'd have to be politically illiterate to vote for Bernie Sanders. There's no divide. Good to have you here. It's a Wednesday. I feel good. You should feel good about it. It's the 18th of September. Quick break. We'll be back after this.